Hey everyone, welcome back to European AI News. I am Ben, coming to you live from Berlin on this fine Monday evening, the 9th of March, 2026. Grab your beverage of choice because we have got three juicy stories from the last couple of days. Let us dive in. So first up, Champagne Magazine just dropped their weekly roundup called AI by AI, weekly top 5, March 2nd, 8, 2026. And honestly, the big headline is the EU AI Act compliance clock ticking louder than ever. We are now just a few months from the August 2026 high-risk deadline, and the article highlights how companies across Europe, especially in fintech and healthcare, are scrambling to get their systems classified and documented. But it is not all doom and gloom. The piece also covers fresh open-source model releases from Mistral AI and a cool new synthetic data toolkit from a Berlin startup. The message is clear: the regulatory train has left the station, and if your company is still sitting on the platform wondering what is happening, it is time to start running. I love that open source builders are not slowing down one bit. Regulation and innovation can coexist, folks, and Europe might just prove that. All right, speaking of things moving fast, let us teleport to our next story. AI Dev Forum published their AI News Overview March 7th, 2026, and the spotlight is on the General Purpose AI Code of Practice that the EU AI Office has been finalizing. This matters because it is essentially the rulebook for big foundation model providers. Think your Claudes, your Geminis, your Llamas. The article breaks down how the code sets transparency requirements, including publishing training data summaries and energy consumption reports. As someone who genuinely cares about our planet, I am thrilled to see energy reporting baked in. AI is powerful, but we cannot pretend the compute costs are free for the environment. The piece also notes that several American AI labs have actually signed on voluntarily, which surprised a lot of people. Turns out, clear rules can attract players instead of scaring them off. Who knew? Well, Europe knew. Now, let us smoothly glide into story number 3, like an agentic AI navigating a checkout flow. TechRadar has a fascinating piece called Why Agentic AI and Unified Commerce Will Define E-commerce in 2026. The article argues that agentic AI, meaning AI that can actually take actions on your behalf, not just answer questions, is about to fundamentally reshape online shopping. We are talking AI agents that negotiate prices, compare suppliers, handle returns, and even manage inventory for small businesses, all autonomously. The unified commerce angle ties in physical stores, online shops, and social commerce into one seamless AI-managed layer. Now, here is my take. This is incredible for small businesses who cannot afford massive operations teams, but we have got to watch the concentration of power. If three mega platforms control all the agentic commerce infrastructure, we are just recreating the old monopoly problem with shinier tech. Diversity in this ecosystem matters, not just for fairness, but because it makes the whole system more resilient and creative. And that is a wrap for tonight, folks. Three stories. One big theme: Europe is not just regulating AI, it is shaping the global conversation, whether it is compliance deadlines, foundation model transparency, or agentic commerce. The old continent is very much in the game. Thanks for tuning in to European AI News. I am Ben, wishing you a wonderful evening from Berlin. See you next time.